Tune into this week's Xamarin Show, where I have my best friend in the entire world, David, on to talk about four awesome things in Xamarin Forms 4.0. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today, my best friend in St. Louis, champions of some sport, David is here. How's it going, buddy?
Yes, let's name the sport. It's hockey. We have the Stanley Cup. Thank you very much for mentioning.
You're welcome. I know it's a big internal debate between all of our program managers that love the hockey, you won.
Exactly. So I have bragging rights for at least the next year, and I will make all the Bostonians miserable.
Now, if you don't know David, David's joined us many a times to talk about all the brand new features in Xamarin Forms. And also right now, just recently, Xamarin Forms 4.0 dropped, and he's going to show us all the goodies. Is that correct, David?
Absolutely. We'll go through most of the goodies. We've got four hot goodies to share with you.
So four,
and then, of course, there's so much more in there.
Four hot features of Xamarin Forms 4.0.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, people don't know who you are. Maybe you want to give them a 30-second who is David?
Sure. I think I can go pretty quickly. So David Ortenau, program manager at Microsoft for Xamarin Mobile SDKs. So that's iOS, Android, components, and especially Xamarin Forms, which we know that the majority of you use and love. And so constantly talking to you to find out what you're using, what's going well, what's not going well, and seeing where we have opportunity to improve the product.
Yeah, and you've also been doing some really cool things. Like, you've joined me on the Xamarin Show. We do the .NET community stand-up. But you've also been live streaming, correct? Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Sure. Have been live streaming, and you know, you are the genesis and inspiration for us all. So took to the Twitch and have been live streaming, not just myself coding, because quite frankly, that's boring as all get out for me and you, but bringing on guests from the community, people that have maybe you know their names, but also looking for others as well to find out how do you approach Xamarin Forms in cross-platform development. How do you execute really cool animations or create beautiful UIs? So about once a week, we've been doing that, and the turnout has been excellent. Usually go for about 2 hours, and generally things go really well. But you know, live coding is fraught with danger. So when things don't go well, you learn something about how people approach to troubleshoot.
Yeah, I do enjoy that aspect of it. Not only get to see the amazing people in the community, but just like me, when I live code, things go wrong. When I'm at my day job, things go wrong. You got to fix it. So
Yeah. So many times people in the comments will say, this makes me feel better about myself, you know, to see somebody from Microsoft struggling with these things, you know, and that sort of thing. That's the way life goes. I like the transparency of the medium. It works out well.
Me too. Well, maybe we have some brand new features to help developers with 4.0. Do you want to get into it?
Let's do it. So I will share my screen.
Perfect.
Maybe. So Xamarin Forms 4.0 brings a lot to it, not just the four features we're going to talk about today, lots of community contributions. And the main reason for that, let's go to the next slide. Click it with the mouse. So the main reason for the 4.0 is we've done some really big things here. First of all, fast renderers are now enabled by default, and this benefits Android developers primarily because it's a optimized renderer that removes the need for a wrapping group, a view group. And so for image, button, and label, those just immediately get faster, less memory, less view inflation, all the good things that you expect there. And then image source, if you've ever tried to use font glyphs before, or even other formats, and you're like, why are toolbar icons different from image source? And that's different from, I think there were like three different image source types that were littered throughout our code base. Well, that's now consistent. And then accessibility, we're always pushing forward on accessibility, and so we have a nice bit of improvement there, both, well, I guess primarily in 4.0, it is the tab index. And then shell, which is the big thing, and really the thing that warrants calling it a 4.0, because conceptually it brings some really nice new things. So fast renderers is the easiest one to explain. As I just mentioned, we remove that wrapping view. And so by default now, if you want to go back to using the legacy renderers, you can use this flag. Previously, you would have said fast renderers underscore experimental to enable those. But now, since they're on by default, if for any reason you need to go back to using the legacy renderers, it's available to you. So we really like this approach because it puts the control and the choice in your hands, and we don't force a decision upon you. So, but we think that everybody has, for the past year, really, really loved fast renders, have not had a bunch of, you know, issues or reports about them. So we're happy to call them for real. And then image source. And I ran into this when I started using the new font image source option to be able to use fonts for all of my glyphs and Font Awesome and all that sort of thing, where I couldn't use it in different places. And it was frustrating. And so Matthew Leibowitz on our team took it upon himself to unify all of this. And then the rest of the team worked with him to get that PR merged. And so as you can see here, quite a few things have been deprecated, and you'll want to use the new stuff. Now, in IntelliSense, you'll still be able to use the old stuff, but they won't show up for you. We've hidden them. Okay. So yeah, and your old code still works.
Yeah.
We have not removed those properties. So we've added these new properties. So
that's kind of nice about both the fast renderers. One, now it's just on. Your apps get a lot faster. You're good to go. You can go back if you want to. But here, like, all of your old stuff still works. But if you're creating a new thing, you'll just kind of see the new stuff anyways. Yeah. And I like that approach where it's still there. You can still set it. But the IntelliSense is like, boom, like in your face. And I love that.
Yeah, it's one of those nice features of IntelliSense and in working within the powerful tools that we have that we can leave things there but kind of guide you towards the new bits by surfacing it as the stuff you should be using. So yeah, very cool stuff there. Accessibility, as I mentioned, always something we're pushing forward on. Always love talking to developers who spend time in this space because it is such a nuanced and detailed space. There's the one aspect of just trying to get approved through different government bodies or regulatory bodies to get that nice rating for accessibility. And then there's the very practical stuff that maybe doesn't matter when you get scored, but you want to make sure you take care of your end user. And for us, it's really all about that end user experience. So Tab Index, very straightforward, but as a screen reader parses through the visual tree, it needs to know in what order to read things and also needs to know which things should not be read. So there are different ways of doing that. There's the automation properties in is inaccessible tree, as you see on the third line there. But then Tab Index gives you the ability to have a, I believe it's a zero-based index, but regardless, you can throw negatives on there, and it will move things to the front of the line. So common in other platforms as well, and now you can use that in Xamarin Forms.
That's great. We did an episode recently on accessibility with Xamarin Forms because there's a lot of options inside of there, like this is an accessibility tree and hints and different identifiers, and I feel like as UIs get more and more complex, and when you want to do accessibility, like, you may not just have these in a stack layout. You know, you might have stuff in grids and in collection views, and you really want to make that app super accessible. So having that fine control is super nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are plenty of other things that we're doing in this space, and will be coming out in the near future. But yeah, there's always more to do here for people that are visually impaired as well as other needs. All right, so let's talk about Shell. Now, Shell kind of builds upon the fast renderer stuff that we mentioned before because everything in Shell uses that same pattern. If you think about what you had to do to make tabs or what you still could do today with a tab page to make tabs work, you end up writing a bunch of code like this. But wouldn't it be nice if you could write code like this?
Looks nice and simple. I see a tab bar. I see some tabs. Yeah. It makes sense.
So it's much more straightforward, more legible. And with Shell, you have, especially in our templates, we create an appshell.xaml file. And it's one place. And we hear this from customers all the time. I just talked to somebody the other day, as a matter of fact. And he said, I love that I can just put all the structure of my app in one file. It gives me a great overview of everything. And if I need to move something around, I can easily do that. Mm-hmm. So with Shell, you would set it up like this. This would represent essentially that appshell.xaml file. I've got a tab bar in it, which is of type shell item, and then I've got tabs. And you'll notice that the shell content, which just wraps a content page, you'll notice that I'm using the content template, and that's important for when you want to make sure that that page is lazy loaded when you need it. So you're not eagerly loading, you know, in this case, two pages, and thus slowing down the startup of your app.
Gotcha. So you might have a lot of tabs. You might have 100 tabs because everyone wants 1,000
yes.
tabs. You might have a flyout navigation, things like that. So this data template is only going to create it on demand. Is that what you mean by lazy loading?
Exactly, yeah. Yes, creating it on demand. And you mentioned flyouts, you mentioned tabs. We have tabs at the bottom, we have tabs at the top as well. So you can actually mix and match all three of those UI navigation paradigms to whatever needs you have for your particular app. And actually, in one of my apps, I've enabled it such that the user can choose if they want to have bottom tabs or if they want to have a flyout menu.
Oh, cool.
So now that is absolutely something you could not easily do in an existing Xamarin Forms app. So here's another example, and this gets even more complicated, but this is your master detail page. You've probably created these, I've created these, and you got to do a lot to tie all this together. You've got the master detail page itself. Within there, you've got the master, which is your menu, and then you've got the detail, which is the content you're going to swap out. You're wrapping everything in navigation pages, and Lord, you know, heaven forbid you forget that navigation page to wrap things in.
Yeah.
Because then as soon as you try to navigate for the first time, you get a wonderful little error saying, oh, you forgot to wrap your page.
Yeah.
That's not a problem anymore in Shell. And then you end up doing a bunch of code like this, and then you end up doing all this, you know, and so here I've got four different major features that I have to do just to get a flyout. Well, in Shell, it's as simple as this.
Nice.
Flyout item. Yeah. You just declare the flyout items as you want them, just like those tabs, and you're good to go. So the simplicity
like
of this.
It's kind of like simplifying the overall app architecture, sort of, you know, not your entire app architecture, but the structure of your application.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I'm seeing here is like you have the ability to do all of the things, but we're kind of like, seems like the team is saying, what you're saying is like, we see that there's some ways that you're building your app, and we're going to make that easier.
Absolutely. You know, and in days gone by and years gone by, you know, maybe the product team gets together and says, oh, what is it we're going to build? And then they go build that. Well, the way that we work as program managers is we spend all of our time, or the majority of our time, talking to customers.
Mm.
I myself was a developer for, you know, I still am a developer, but, you know, I've been going on 25 years now.
Yeah.
Had my own company, built tons of apps for customers. And then, you know, going out and speaking with other customers, those of you who are using the product today, it's really about what you're doing and how we can improve your workflow. You're almost, you know, you, the customer, are almost the inventor of all these things.
Yeah.
We are the executors. And so we go figure out how to do it and execute on it and deliver it back to you, hopefully something that is going to improve your workflow, make you more productive. So this in particular, for example, calling it a flyout item was the product of talking to customers and finding out that the name that we were using previously didn't make much sense and wasn't very helpful. And in the course of those discussions, so many people, when they saw this, they immediately, jubilantly said, that's exactly what I want.
I love
that. I know exactly what that's going to be, which is the ding, ding, ding for us to say, well, that's what we're going to do.
Nice.
All right, so that really is the majority of Xamarin Forms 4.0 and the key features that we're shipping there. But of course, we move on to Xamarin Forms 4.1 very quickly. How do you want to wrap up?
Oh, do you want to show anything? Like, do you have a sample at all or no?
I have a sample. Yeah, I could pull up a sample. All right, let's take it from here. Do I still have the emulator running? Did I close it? All right, cool.
So you could say, yeah, let me,
yeah.
Let's see it in action, right?
Yeah. All right, so real quick to kind of wrap this up and bring it home, I have an example here. So this is my Zappy app, and I'm just running the Android version, but of course it looks really nice on iOS. And this is an app that's in development, and I have a flyout menu here. You'll see that I've got all these flyout items down here. Now, the interesting thing about that visual settings item at the top is actually a menu item. So it doesn't represent a page the way that the UI controls and scenarios do. But it's a menu item that I just execute some code on. So this is really useful for things like log in, log out, launching a web page from your menu, something like that. And then we have a few scenarios in here. So you were mentioning the live streaming before. These are the kinds of pages that I have people coming to join me and build. So this one's trying to load a map. It's not going to load the map. That's fine. We've got conversations here, which is a really cool thing. One of our French developers helped us to build. So I think there's some French in there. So some cool animations and stuff in here, too. You'll see that I've got typical navigation happening, and you'll notice on the flyout menu here, there's quite a bit of customization that I've done. I've got a gradient in the background, which I used platform code to do. But you can also add a flyout header up above with a template. You can customize the look of all of these templates. And as a matter of fact, I think I can bring up the code here. Where's Visual Studio? Yeah. So this is my app shell that I was mentioning previously, which is kind of where everything lives. And so here are my flyout items. And you'll notice that I'm also using that lovely font image source that I mentioned previously and putting that into my tab icon.
Yep.
So super easy. I'm using Font Awesome here, putting that in here. That's not necessarily a shell thing. You can use that outside of shell, of course. But just super easy to do this. You see that I even used it for my shell flyout icon. I'm providing templates here for the header itself, as well as the item template. So, yeah, a lot of customization and things you can do here, and we'll certainly be doing more deep dives into all the flexible configurations you can do with shell. And we've got some of those up on my live stream, up on Twitch, as well as my YouTube. So, and then documentation is coming along as well.
And it looks like what you're doing here, so you have a flyout item, and then you have multiple tabs inside of it, right? So
right.
Compared and to before, you were showing just here's a bunch of flyout items. So what on the screen is a flyout item, and what's a tab?
So I'm doing a little bit of magic here. I mentioned before that I give the user the ability to choose whether it's a flyout or a tab. So what I've done is, yes, I'm declaring a flyout item because I want to use a flyout by default. But the rest of these are potentially tabs, and they are tabs. But what I've done is I've used this flyout display options. And it's saying, okay, when I'm showing a flyout, all these children in here, all these tabs, what would normally be displayed as tabs, go ahead and display them as flyout items because that's what I want to do. Now, typically, if you just want a flyout or you just want a tab bar at the bottom, you wouldn't do this. But we know that there's a use case for it. I'm using it myself, and so that's how I'm doing this, and that's why I've got tabs nested within flyout items.
Oh, so it's very flexible, it seems like. It's not just, oh, you can only use tabs, or you can only use bottom tabs, or you can always use flyout. You can kind of mix and match these different kind of navigation hierarchies together.
Exactly. In addition to being super simple, it's also super flexible. So, and everything is abstract on our end. So if Apple introduces some new pattern, or Android introduces a new pattern, or the next Facebook introduces some new UI that everybody wants to imitate, we'll be able to quickly adapt to it and make sure that you are not hindered in any way from building beautiful apps with Xamarin Forms.
Nice. Now, one thing that we get a lot of questions about, and you just mentioned earlier about navigation, right? We have these navigation pages, and you have to push, and you have to pop, and you got modals. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see any navigation things. Does Shell do something special for it?
Right. So Shell is all navigation aware. So that, you know, when I mentioned before, you don't have to wrap anything in a navigation page to let the app know that it's navigable. Everything's navigable here. So actually what I could do, if I wanted to navigate to something like this UI controls tab from somewhere else, I can give it a route like this and I can call it UI controls. And then from anywhere in the app, I can use a URI to be able to get to this. So let's see here. Go look at some code. So I've got some other routes similar to that right here. So I've got a control page. I've got a map page, a login page. So if I want to navigate to any of those, I can come down here and I can say shell current. And then I can say go to async. And all I need to do is pass in that that name. So the one that I created up there on the page was UI controls. But just like all of these right here, I can say login, et cetera. And just like that, I will be taken right to that page. Now, you know, if you're thinking, what about push and pop and modals and things like that, I don't want to necessarily use URIs. You still have all of that available to you as well, because again, we're not about taking things away from anybody. But a navigation proxy is available here, so you can like push modal, for example, push modal async. Same methods that you're already used to. Now, since we're on navigation, I have to show you my favorite feature.
Okay.
So let's say not this page, but let's go to the control page. So let's say I'm going to the control page and I want to actually pass in a query string parameter. Mm. So I want to say, I want to see the button, just like this. And so what's going to happen is when my control page loads up, either it or the binding context, my view model, will be passed this parameter. So if we go look at this, and I believe I have this wired up. Hope I have this wired up. So here's my control page itself. Yes, fix my line endings. You can do that. I permit it. So we've got a... Yeah, so I need to go to my view model. Control page view model. So you see this up here. So these query properties are taking the query string ID. In my case, I'm using template and control, and it's going to pass it to these public getter setter properties that I have here in my. So I don't need to wire any of that stuff up. Shell does that for me. So I don't have to worry about newing up this control page view model, populating all of the different properties and things like that, and doing all that wiring up myself. Don't need to worry about that. All I got to do is put a query string parameter on there, make sure that I give it this query property declaration or decoration at the top. And Shell takes care of everything else for me.
Very cool. Awesome. I love seeing it. I love also diving a little bit deeper. I know you probably weren't thinking about doing it, but I always like to get a little bit deeper on the Xamarin Show. Awesome. Well, what we can do, let's go ahead and get the beautiful David Orr now back up on the screen.
All right. Well, we got to figure out how to do that.
Let's see.
There's the Skype. And
don't quit. Don't quit. Quit it all out.
Screen sharing, stop.
Perfect. Well, awesome, because we can put all the links to the show notes, to your Zappy application, to the documentation as well. Now, one thing before you leave I got to ask you is, I know it's a 4.0.
Yes.
That's a big number.
Yes.
Should I be scared to upgrade my apps, or should it be a smooth transition?
Right. So the interesting thing about 4.0, I do believe it'll be a fairly smooth transition for 99.9999%. And the reason is that we've actually been shipping it since December at Connect when we previewed it. And not only that, but the major features that are involved in it were shipping as previews within 3.5 and 3.6. So you've actually had this code for quite a while.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, but it was behind experimental flags, so you were opting into it. Again, putting control in your hands about how you adopt it. So although it's a 4.0, although it's a big release, we think that you will have smooth sailing. Of course, if you don't, let us know. And we've already are shipping service releases to make sure that we're taking care of any of the rough edges. But yeah, fear not.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to go update all my applications today, and you should do the same. If you have any questions, hit up David on Twitter or his email. Just spam him with all the stuff, or just tell him that you love it, and he loves positive feedback too. We'll put all the links in the show notes below. David, thank you much, so much for joining me on the Xamarin Show, and we'll hope to have you back soon, because I'm sure there's more releases of Xamarin Forms coming soon.
Always coming.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and Channel 9, and thanks for watching. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell to become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.